T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with Beach & Company. The text number is 30930, and that comes up right here in front of me. If President Trump started moving ICE detainees and MS-13 members to Gitmo, the Dems would quickly come up with the money. So that's one suggestion there. Sandy, if the Dems want only electronic surveillance equipment on the border, then why not remove the walls in prisons and replace them with electronic surveillance? Not a bad idea. Now, here's to kind of flesh this out. ICE has 40,000 beds, okay? The Democrats propose to cut it to 35,000. So rounding off numbers or whatever, they want to release 5,000 people who have been detained by ICE. They want to release them. Just let them go. I mean, I just don't get this. I really don't get it. What do they stand to gain? Who are they playing to? Who are they? Are they playing to the American public? Are they playing to illegals who might someday be legal? I just don't get who they're playing to and what their logic is. And of course, they never explain anything. It's really a nightmare right now, an absolute nightmare. Let's go to Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. I agree with the lady that was on before.
Yes, that's Mary. Yes, go ahead.
And I'll tell you something. They'll never do it. I'm going to tell you why. Because they know it's true. They know it's happening. But they hate President Trump. And they're not going to do it. I'm going to tell you something. If you ever go on and fact check Nancy Pelosi and Starkist Tuna with American Samoa, you're going to find out all about her. They don't want to do it. They want these people to come in. By the way, she has a fence around her house. It looks just like the fence.
Yeah, of course she does. How do they, with a straight face, justify letting 5,000 people who have already been put in incarceration loose? Just let them go. How do they justify that?
It's going to be votes when they get here. They're just going to twist it around.
Wow. I think they're due for a real shock because I think they're misreading the will of the American people. Hey, thank you, Roy. I appreciate it. Or Tom. I'm sorry. It's Tom. This is Roy here. Hello, Roy. In Boston, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Roy. What do you have for us today?
I would like to give a brief synopsis of the political climate. It might be a little offbeat, so at the end, you may want to critique and comment if you...
Okay, I usually do, and we haven't had a synopsis today, so lay it on us.
All right. Well, over the years, the right has shifted to the center, and the center shifted to the left. The left has went over the cliff. Now, Republicans have become socialist. Democrats have gone communist. Socialism is communism by law. Communism is socialism at the point of a gun. The two parties are playing good cop and bad cop. It's pressure from above and pressure from below, and we are caught in the middle. It's a tactic used by many oligarchs in the past, and it has been very successful. The people in this country are being led by the Pied Piper of liberalism and are following this political shift.
So are you saying that Donald Trump is leading as a liberal?
No. It's the two parties that are working against Trump and against the American people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're working against... By working against Trump, they're working against the American people. I don't know how they don't understand that. But you're right. They are being blinded by their hatred for the man. Thank you. Thank you very much. They're being blinded. They can't justify this. There's no way. Actually, I wish the next election were now, because I think they'd find out they're going to get their ass kicked if they keep doing this stuff. Plain and simple. You want to play with the core of what America is all about? You're due for a big surprise. You got these nut jobs on the other side now. It's a wonder they let them stay up past midnight. They're just very strange. Very strange. Mr. Beamer, speaking of very strange.
Sandy, you know, let me tell you, with all his exaggerated claims, I just don't know how it's going to play.
Okay. What do you have for us?
We'll start with Bill, who says the Dems and the Republicans need to get in a room and hammer out a deal. It's a more fiscally responsible fence than work something out. Let's stop having jobs of innocent people hanging in the balance while we try to win an election 2 years away.
Well, like Schumer said in the last soundbite in the 10 o'clock news, there'll be border security, but it won't be a cement wall. I don't care if it's made out of paper mache, as long as it keeps illegals out. That's plain and simple. It's easy. Obey the law, you got no problem. You don't obey the law, stay out. How hard is that to figure out? How hard is that to want to follow up with? It is a legitimate security issue, and I think the president shouldn't have too much of a hard time rounding up a few billion dollars here and there and get the wall started. Get it started on a big, big level and just keep building away through court case after court case. Just keep building, keep building. That's what the Senecas did with a casino here in Buffalo. Seems to me like they won. Another one, please.
Paula says, I don't think there'll be another shutdown. I think there is a plan in place on where Trump will get his money from. The wall should be built. I don't think Trump needs to give the Dems a damn thing.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be another shutdown. You know why? Because it's nobody gains by that. Neither side gains by that. Tony, do you agree? I don't think there's any political gain by another shutdown.
Especially since I think the Democrats took the majority of the hit for the last one. People recognized it as, this is the Dems being obstructionist. This isn't anything to do with Trump. So I think the Schumer and Pelosi felt the most heat.
Yeah, let's let 5,000 people who were incarcerated, let's let them go. Just let them go. Hallelujah, brother. Have a good time. Should we get a bunch of buses and bring them across the border? Should we load them up on planes and bring them to their home countries? Should we get them skidoos and let them ride across there? I don't know.
Or you wait for them to break the law again and then you arrest them and deport them.
You wait for a more serious crime. Yeah. Wait till they kill somebody or something. And then even when you kill somebody, you're not necessarily going to be punished for it. The guy that killed the young woman on the Embarcadero in
San Fran.
He didn't get convicted. He got acquitted. And he was deported, what, five times?
I believe.
Five times. Send him out. He sneaks back in. He kills somebody, and he's still here. He's still here. What's wrong with this? We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. Just a reminder, the BPO presents... Do you know what it says here, Tony? Hey, Tony. It's supposed to say the BPO presents.
Okay.
Okay? It doesn't say that. It says the BPO resents.
Oh, no. They resent the show?
They resent their own show? I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Oh, they misspell that. There's the letter P is not on there, and it changes the whole thing from we present to, hey, we resent. I love that.
Spelling errors happen.
Exactly. The BPO doesn't resent. They present Holds the Planets Friday, February 15th at, that's this Friday, at 10:30 a.m. at Klein Hands. Value is $40, courtesy of the Buffalo Philharmonic. General contest rules apply. Enjoy this musical journey through our solar system. For tickets and info, go to bpo.org. Call now, 644-9875. And a caller will be taken at random. So it is strictly up to Buzzy. Mr. Beamer will make that executive decision. I'm very discouraged with what's going on in the country now. And this is a tune we play every day. And it's bad enough when they present something that you don't like or you wouldn't vote for, But at least you understand why they're doing it, even though you don't agree with it and you don't like it. Okay, that's possible. But when they present something that doesn't make any sense to anybody under any circumstances, what in the hell's going on? You tell me what the Democrats are standing up for by saying, let's do numbers here. They have 40,000 beds for ICE. They want to cut it down to 35,000. Why? So that they can say, well, we ran out of beds, so we'll just let the rest of you stay? I'd like a Democrat to explain that to me. They want to cut to 35,000. There's no reason for that. I think, if anything, you should expand it. You've got to do what you have to do to keep law and order. And that isn't by letting people go. This isn't a catch and release. If they broke the law, they should get all of the things that the law allows, get all of the courtesies that the law has. But you shouldn't be able to just skip because the Democrats don't think you should have been apprehended in the first place. I find that abhorrent to you, to be honest with you. Chris Collins says the Dems want to reduce the number of ICE detainees. Is this good, fair bargaining? I don't think it's good. I don't think it's fair, and I don't even think you can call it bargaining. What will happen on Friday? Today's Monday, only got a few days left. And what should happen? I don't think there'll be another government shutdown. That doesn't seem to have the leverage that some might have thought by shutting down the federal government, because it's not really a shutdown. I know if you're talking about businesses, the only way that a strike works, for instance, in a business, the only way it works is if you stop doing business. If the company can still do business after they're shut down by working with temporary employees or others or that sort of thing, then it's going to be a long strike. But if they can't do business when you're on strike, that's different. That's different. That's the leverage. That's what you got. But with this, letting 5,000 people in who we know have broken the law, they'll get their day in court because they do get hearings. They get a judge. We appoint a lawyer. And sometimes the delay can be not only months, but it can be years. So they will get their time in front of the judge with their own lawyer that we pay for all of this, by the way, all of it. Because they decide to commit a crime, it costs us a lot of money, all right, each and every one of them. But until then, I think it's almost un-American to say, let's just cut down the number. There's too many now. Can you imagine doing that with prison or anything like that? So they have 40,000 beds. They want to cut it down to 35,000 beds. And is that the negotiation point? Yes, we'll give you some of the money, but you have to cut down on the number of people you apprehend. Can you imagine if this wasn't a border situation, it was any other law enforcement situation? Yes, we'll fund your department, but you can't arrest as many people as you have been. I mean, that's what they're saying. That is what they're saying. You tell me about the safety issue, because I don't understand how they think this is.
You keep talking about positioning. There's clearly the Democrats have positioned themselves as the party of insane. And I think that, you know, people who are middle-of-the-road types or people that hate both parties recognize this and say, you know, the Democrats are so out of touch, there's no way they're getting my vote.
Can you imagine if a miracle happened and JFK appeared on the political spectrum right now? He'd look around, and I think he'd shake his head in disgust.
And he would register as a Republican immediately.
Yeah, and I think it's the same with FDR. FDR was very much, help the people as most we can. He was way too generous as far as I'm concerned, but that's the way he was. Can you imagine even him looking at this and making any sense out of it? Lawbreakers are lawbreakers. That's all there is to it. And if you don't want to believe that, then stop crafting laws. Don't have any laws. Let's just go without laws, see how that works out. Because that's essentially what they're aiming toward. No law how to get into the country. No law what you can or can't do when you're here. That's just the way it is right now. There's no law and order here. I just don't understand it at all. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Beamer, I need another one or two.
All right. Well, first, I have to admit, I made a mistake on the Facebook page. Thank you to whoever contacted Tony. I spelled border wrong, and I'm sorry. It's Monday. We all make mistakes.
This is a spelling class. Border. Capital B-O-R. Okay, go ahead.
So, yes, in one of the comments is an intern doing the Facebook page. But
we don't have an intern. No. Rob Lucas has an intern.
They have an intern now in the afternoon.
Who does? We do?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the young guy, yeah, that we met. He's going somewhere. I can tell you that nice right kid. Now.
But he why is, didn't he want to work with us?
Well, it depends on where they need him.
Or when his classes are.
Yeah, when his classes are. All those things. But he has got a future, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
He really loves radio. And you meet a lot of people who would like radio. He loves radio. So good luck to him.
I always, you have to love radio. You have to have patience and the drive to work your bum off to get where you want to go.
And it's a different world. It really is a different world. But it can be very, very nice and very rewarding if you stick to your good work ethic and work hard and get it done. Okay, we'll take a break now, then we'll be back with you, Buzzy, on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I was so happy to hear that Roswell commercial. A friend of mine called me last night and said he'd been diagnosed with a cancer. And I cannot be happier that he's at Roswell. And he told me he absolutely had to be at Roswell. And that's the kind of peace of mind you'll get if they're going to treat you. I've got enough other things to think about. But the main thought is you're in the best of hands. You couldn't be in better hands than Roswell Park. That was not a commercial. That was just an off-the-top-of-my-bald-head comment. Here's one, a text. Sandy, don't you remember someone saying, we need to transform America? This is what they mean. If you think about it, we went through 8 years of this, 8 years of transformation. We thought he meant make it better. Instead, he meant take it down, disassemble it, and that's Barack Obama. Meanwhile, while his influence is taking down some of the things that we need to secure our nation, Michelle's at the Grammys. Yahoo, big deal. All right, Beamer, another one, please, if you would.
Yes, we'll go with Kevin, who says, well,
you're going with Kevin? I didn't even know you two were friends.
Well, you know, it's been a good run.
Absolutely.
And I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. He says, of course, we're going to have another government shutdown. The Democrats will never negotiate in good faith. Now they want to limit the number of detention beds. Just what do you think will happen? Yes, those detained will be released into the country, never to be seen again. In my opinion, just declare the state of emergency, build the wall, take the Democrats out of the equation.
This is amazing. I mean, this reminds me of Fidel Castro when he released the prisoners. He let the prisoners go, and they came here. I mean, that's basically, it's only 90 miles away. It's just a short little trip, and that's the kind of thing. I cannot get over the fact that they're serious about this. They want to limit the amount of arrests ICE can make, how many detainees they can have. So essentially, you put up a sign, yes, there's room for 500 more, and then when you get there, then you, what? The 501st person just walks in. What happens to them? Why can't you're telling me you have to limit the amount of people you arrest? I mean, it's beyond me. I don't have words for that. That's not law and order. What are we supposed to do when they show up and the number's been up for the day? give them a room. Maybe a suite at the Marriott would be really nice.
Well, now they're interested in playing Let's Make a Deal.
Well, yeah, what do they want beyond that? I mean, think about it. They have no respect for the law. And keep in mind, the law that they have no respect for, when it became a law, had to be approved by Congress, had to be approved by the Senate, had to be approved by the President, and most of them, I assume, passed the Supreme Court muster. So they're disregarding not only what the voters want, but what all of those houses of Congress want, what that president wanted, what the Supreme Court wanted, and they don't care. They just don't care. And I think this is going to be nasty. I think wait till we get into the presidential debates and things like that. I see a female who has no chance at all of being president throw her hat in the ring again. I don't know who advises these people. Hey, you know what? You'd make a pretty formidable presidential candidate. I think there's going to be a huge field for this election.
And I think neither one of them is qualified. I think they're all going to get creamed by President Trump. The funny part is going to be leading up to the primaries as they go after each other.
Yeah, well, that's I understand. I heard a commentary that's really could be the poison pill for the Democrats. If they devour each other in the preliminaries before they get to the actual fight, if they are trying so hard to get the nomination that they eat each other whole, then that'll be it.
Which is what they were hoping for when Donald Trump ran against all those on the Republican side.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. You know, you hear these polls that are cited. Why the majority of the American people don't want the wall. And yet, talk to anybody anecdotally, and everybody wants the wall that you talk to. Now, maybe, just maybe, you're only talking to the people that do want it, and you accidentally are not talking to the people that reverse, that don't want it.
Don't the numbers contradict each other, though? Ones that they cited earlier that said X percentage of American people don't want the wall, but yet after the State of the Union speech by Donald Trump, President Trump, they were 72% for it or like his immigration ideas, which included the wall.
Yeah, it gets a little fuzzy depending on how the questions are formed, who they talk to, who they don't talk to, and obviously if you're an illegal, you don't want the wall. If there are future illegals, you don't want the wall. But why would a party like the Democrats not want to enforce the immigration laws? What is it about that? The only thing I can think of is that the more people in here, the better for them if they can get amnesty. And we don't know how many people are here illegally. The number they used to use, they don't even use it anymore, is 13 million. But I haven't heard that used in months now. Some think it could be a lot higher. And so if they can push toward amnesty, then you go to a citizenship, then you go to goodbye Republican Party. That's just the way it is. And maybe this is the long game for them. They figure, okay, let's go balls to the wall on this, because if we win this, we got it. We got it made. It's done. It's over. The Republicans can go back to the golf course and play some golf, because they're not going to be legislating any laws in this country anymore. But I do think that one that said, don't you remember somebody saying we need to transform America? This is what they meant. That's Barack Obama. Thank you, Mr. Former President. All right, we'll break and be back on News Radio 930, WBEN. By the way, may I suggest an easier way for the United States Postal Service to do business? A couple of weeks ago, I got my my water bill from the town of Pendleton. Okay, here's my water bill. I better pay my water bill. I need water. So I wrote out a check, addressed the envelope, and sent it to the town hall, which is about 6 miles from where I live. Okay? I got it back. I got it back because it went to Rochester. My bill for Pendleton is 15 miles away from where I live. It went to Rochester, and it was marked no address. So apparently the Pendleton Town Hall is not to be found in Rochester. So now I'm afraid that I'm going to write it again. I know it's on Campbell Boulevard, and the address is right there. I'm going to write it again. Maybe it'll go to Syracuse this time. Do you ever have anything like that? It comes back, undeliverable?
No, but I did receive a letter this week from a doctor that I just started to see saying that we had to reschedule an appointment that I never made.
Oh, really? Wow.
I wasn't aware that I had an appointment.
That pregnancy test you've been looking forward to?
Shh.
Quiet. Let's go. Let's go to Jeff. Yeah, on a cell phone. Jeff, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine now that you're here. Jeff, what do you have for us?
I just had a question. You know, for all the way through the campaign, on both sides, they talked about reforming Social Security. What about, you know, and I, of course, I've had a job since I was 16 years old, and my wife as well, and, now I'm almost 60. And what about the people that are coming over the wall that are almost 60 years old?
You mean whether they're going to get benefits?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good question. Have you noticed, I'm not evading that, but have you noticed that you don't see many 60-year-olds trying to get into the country? Most of the ones that you've seen, at least when the television cameras were there, were young males. And you had to wonder why. Where are the women that they always point out? Where are the children? Where are the babies? How come they're all young males? It's almost like there's a male convention here for when the party starts.
Well,
we'll see what happens. Thank you. Thank you very much. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Yeah, I saw some video over the weekend, and they're rounding up all these people. They're all young guys. It's almost like it could be a military invasion. And you know, there's more than one way to be invaded, and you don't have to be wearing a uniform and flying a flag to do it.
But, Sandy, these are people that are trying to escape. Their war-torn country.
Exactly.
And just looking for a better life.
A better life. That's true.
Republicans are so mean.
That's why they're here illegally. That's why they're not paying taxes. They're tax cheats. They're here illegally. But we're supposed to feel sorry for
them. Don't you know our country was built on immigrants?
Yeah, it is. That's true. It was built on legal immigrants. You left the word out.
Oh,
okay?
We don't say that word.
Yeah, legal. L-E-G.
Have you no compassion?
Legal. Yes, I do have compassion. My compassion is for the people who did it legally. That's my compassion because it cost them money. It cost them time. It's burdensome, but they did it the right way. That's the key. Not the ones who sneak in, and the Democrats have the balls, and I emphasize that, to want to cut down the number of arrests that can be made by the ICE agents.
Because they know there are suckers that are going to go along with what they say.
And they got 40,000 beds, and they want to cut it down to 35 and because they're bringing in people that are coughing and things like that.
I didn't shut the mic off fast enough.
Not a good thing. All right, so they want to cut it down to 35. And somebody texted, did you forget that the Democrats wanted ICE to be dissolved, including New York's Kirsten Gillibrand, who, even though she's our senator, she's from our state, she's supposed to represent us, the less of Kirsten Gillibrand, the better, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm not impressed with her ability to lead, look out for our good and welfare, anything like that. She appears to me a bit empty to me.
Well, she hasn't accomplished anything in her career, so there's no reason for you to think anything much.
Yeah,
of her.
I think the tank is empty on Kirsten Gillibrand.
Never filled in the beginning.
No, probably not, but at least I didn't know it.
Right.
It's like the car was in the garage, but you didn't need it, so you didn't know it didn't have any gas in it.
Some cars are best left in the garage.
Yeah, they're what they call garage queens. You put a nice car in the garage, and you don't use it, okay? I think that's what she did with her brain.
She put it on blocks.
She put it up on blocks. She put some WD-40 on it, you know, put a little cloth over it, and now she wants to use it, and it's not there.
It's not working right.
The key or the fob is not going anywhere. It's going...
Battery's dead.
Yep. That's it.
Click, 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 click.
Ladies and gentlemen, the junior senator from the state of New York, Kirsten Gillibrand. Whoop. That's about it. Thank you, Kirsten. And now while he's setting up his cardboard podium, Chucky Schumer, as opposed to his cousin Chuck E. Cheese. My God, we're in the worst of all worlds. We're in the most, one of the perhaps top three most liberal states. We got a goofy governor. We got a goofy senator who's a woman. We got a goofy senator that's a man. And they control all of Albany and part of Washington. What are we supposed to do with this?
You just gave me a great idea for a game where you match a politician up with what vehicle they are like.
And oh, yeah.
You just
mentioned
Gillibrand being in the garage queen with the dead battery along with Schumer and Pelosi. Would you say Trump is an H2?
Yeah,
or an H1?
Trump is definitely an H2, I would say.
H2?
Yeah, you could take it over a mountain, but you could also take it to a formal dinner. The H1, just over the mountain.
Okay.
No dinner for that. But yeah, she'd be in, I don't know. I haven't picked out a car I don't like enough to assign it to her.
How about Hillary is a 74 Pinto?
No, she's a Maverick.
A Maverick. Nobody wants
Hillary,
it.
Hillary the Nobody Maverick.
Sell value.
And you know what's funny is a couple of weeks ago, there was buzz that she might want to throw her hat in the ring to be president. But that buzz quickly faded. I haven't heard anything since then. Have you?
She's still recouping from that
buzz. Yeah, they were trying to interview her, but she was in the woods. She was there with Jack Daniels.
Do you think she's... You think she's finally realized that people don't like her?
The party's over? You know, it's possible. That is possible.
Took this long?
Yeah, the party's over. It's time to call it a day. The parade is done and she's not in it. All right, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. The basic question is, Chris Collins, while being interviewed today on WBEN and asked about the wall, he said that the Democrats are really not bargaining in good faith. One of the things they want to do is reduce the number of ICE detainees. And so I'm thinking, that's not even in play. Why would you want to reduce the number of people that keep us from being overrun on a daily basis? That's it's un-American to even think that. But as the poster said, The Democrats wanted to dissolve the ICE agency. I'll give you an idea. Take a break and we'll be back with more. Kirsten Gillibrand meter. Boop. I just tried to turn her on. I just turned the key, Tony, and that's all I got was boop. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.